Okay, good morning, everybody. So, Revi'a Baloscha, we have the refrain, Al Pi Hashem Yachanu, Al Pi Hashem Yisau. So, the Ramban in this corner develops the idea even further. It talks about Miyiras Hashem, Mishamra, Mishmeres, Mitzvah, Lo Yisau, even if they were in a place that was in an Utov Beinehem, Vayuchafetim, Misavim, Me'od, Ninso, Amin HaMakom. Obviously, it's a mitzvah in the midbar, but there's clearly an implication, the Doros as well, that there are times in life when we would prefer very much to do something else and move on to a different place. But batel ritzon chamipnei ritzono ki miyiras Hashem o mishamar mishmeres mitzvah so lo yiso. And it works in the opposite direction as well. There's places where we are comfortable and there are places where we very much want to be. But in the final analysis, the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, al pi Hashem yiso, that you have to travel on from that place. And that's true in life in so many different ways. Another hera that the Ramban has in terms of the balance between the pshuta lefaneha and the pshuta lachara versus the trua itself. I'm talking about trua being a dynamic sound, the sound that's associated at the end of the aliyah with melchama v'chisavo, melchama b'yartzachem, al atzara tzara eschem v'ariyosem b'achat tzotros, v'nizkartim v'nei Hashem lokechem, v'noshatim v'yivechem. The trua is connected midas hadin, and the trua is connected midas hadin, v'ariyosem, and the tzkiah is connected midas harachamim. And that's why it's associated here with the idea of Hakelas Ha, you know, Eda or Benuadwe Lecha Nasim, depending on whether it's one or two. So that's important to bear in mind in terms of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur as well, which we'll get to in just a moment, right? So we always temper the Trua, which is a Midas Adin, with the Pshuta Lefana, Pshuta Lachara, but it should be seen as a tempering force in that context. What I wanted to relate to is one of my favorite topics to discuss is the idea of Miksha. Miksha is a din of the Chatzotos, is a din of the Kruvim, and it's also a din of the Menorah, as we discussed earlier in the parasha, and it always relates to the fundamental cohesion of a particular area. So we came to the Menorah earlier in Rishon, so we discussed how it relates to Ner Mitzvah V'Tel Or the Aron is reflected outward, L'Halos Ner Tamid, by the Menorah, Ala Menorah HaTorah, in Parshas Emor. You know, that really, that had to be revealed in Emor, because in Tetzaveh it wasn't clear. Right, it was just plain lahalos ner tamid with the Shem and Zayizach. Ala menorah Torah yaroches aneros if Hashem tamid comes later. So we talked about the organic nature of Torah. Torah Hashem tamima debrei Torah niim b'mekomen v'ashir makom acher. We've talked about in the context of the kruvim in Parshas Truma. You know, the idea of the unbreakable bond between a Kaddish Baruch and Jewish people. Sometimes, as the Gemara Numa describes, we're facing each other. Sometimes we're not facing each other, im kibanim, im kavadim, but in the final analysis, you know, we're always fundamentally linked. So here with the Chatzotros, I think it's a very beautiful expression of the idea of miksha in light of the siyum of the aliyah, because on the one hand we have v'chisavom v'chama b'yartzacham la'atzar tzarer eschem v'ariyosem b'chatzotros v'nizkartim v'tnei Hashem b'okechem v'noshatim v'yveichem in times of distress, and then v'yom simchaschem v'adichem v'roshecha tshechem. Utekatim b'chatzotros. There it's a tzkiah, it's a yom simcha. It's part of how the Ramban develops this idea. So yes, there are differences between the tzkiah and the trua, but the idea that it's miksha is that we turn to God in our time of greatest duress, and we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our time of greatest joy. Kishem shem bevorchim al hatova kach chayev levarich al hara kos yeshuas asa uveshem Hashem mekra tzeron v'yagon emtza uveshem Hashem mekra. The nature of miksha as it relates to the Chatzotros has everything to do with the idea of responsibility, you know, in terms of knowing that, you know, our relationship with Hashem is not dependent so much on what we get. And I think that's part of what connects the Chatzotros back to their special role in the Midbar, right? Al Pi Hashem Yachanu, Al Pi Hashem Yiso, right? Rashi quotes that they're Nosin Al Pi Shalosh, Al Pi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Moshe and the Chatzotros themselves. So sometimes, you know, we're in a Makom Ra, and that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us, and we have to accept that. Sometimes we're in a Makom Tov, and Hashem extracts us from there, and we have to accept that as well. So the Chatzotros always reflect this idea of, you know, complete and holistic devotion to Hashem. Hein b'yom simchaschem b'omadechem, days of tkiah, hein v'chisavo mechama b'yartzachem l'atar tzarer eschem, hein on days of trua as well. And that really is the absolute notion of miksha, the notion of the importance, you know, of integrity, of cohesion in our spiritual experience, in that regard. And I think it's extremely important. You know, the Ramban, we've discussing it, so those of us who are learning Rosh Hashanah Bikias right now, right, the Ramban's Perush on Zichron Trua is really based on the Chatzot. It's a day where we need to be Mala Zichronenu Lefanai Latova, right? It's a day where we beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Rachamei Shamayim. It's a day where obviously Sifrei Chaim Umesim Suchim Lefanav, and we feel that the Chatzotzros and the Shofar, for all of their differences, are integrated in that respect. The Ramban doesn't hesitate to relate Zichron Trua by the Shofar to V'nizkartim V'nei Hashem Elokeichem V'noshatim Me'oyveichem, and its special role on Rosh Hashanah. And the Baal Yatoso, some of us were looking at last night, want to know why it is after Chorban Beis HaMikdash, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, you know, totally disallowed Netilas Lulav, you know, in light of the concern of Shema Yavirenu Dalet Amos Brishas HaRabim on Shabbos, but made exceptions when it came to Tkiya Shofar, Makom in Yavne, Makom Sheish Bo Bezdin Kavua, etc. And the Baal Yatoso say, because, you know, Shofar is that important, it's Mala Zichronenu Lufanav Latova, we it's just indispensable. We can't possibly do without it. And I think what strengthens, and this will conclude, what strengthens the zechira that we're being mala in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the shofar, what strengthens that zechira is our willingness to accept whatever He gives us, whether it's a Yom Simcha or V'chisavol Melchama B'Yartzechem, whether we're in a place that we don't want to be and He says you have to stay here, place that we want to be and He says that we have to go, Al Pi Hashem Yachanu. So I think at our case, you know, before the Ribono Shel Olam is materially strengthened when we come from a place of total and holistic commitment.